Tim Dodds, talking to John Williamson here in the Heritage Gallery in Camberley. And there's a brand new board here in the Heritage Gallery on John Betjeman. John Betjeman has spoken about and written about Camberley. I just want to ask John a little bit about it. Can you tell me what made you create this little interesting board?
Well, I came across in the museum collection on which I was working, doing a bit of cataloguing and taking the data from handwritten into computer database, a lovely little photograph, which is now on this board, of Joan Hunter Dunn. Now, that rang bells for me because I remembered the Betjeman poem, which is called A Subaltern's Love Song, and I thought I shall investigate this further. I found the poem. I then wanted to know more about the woman herself and discovered her obituary, which to me contained, the thing was about a couple of pages long, longer than I wanted, but the core of it, which is exactly what I wanted, I was able to edit down to something like an A4 page, and I think that has produced a superb background to the Joan Hunter Dunn and Betjeman connection.
Excellent. It's a lovely poem. It's a Subaltern's Love Song. Miss J. Hunter Dunn, Miss J. Hunter Dunn, furnished and burnished by Aldershot's son. It's a lovely poem.
And in fact, Camberley also has a mention here in that by roads not adapted, by woodlanded ways, she drove to the club in the late summer haze, into 9 o'clock Camberley, heavy with bells and mushroomy, pine-woody, evergreen smells.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yes, it's a delight.
I notice on the board also you've got something called Horizon, a review of art and literature.
Yes.
What's the connection between that?
Well, in the obituary here, I discovered that his poem was initially published in a magazine called Horizon, which was a review of literature and art. And this particular one was published in 1941, so during the height of the war. And I talked with my son, who's into art and poetry, and he pointed me in the direction of an American company who do facsimiles of such magazines. And we found the front cover. Well, in fact, we found the whole magazine, but I didn't need that. All I wanted was the front cover and the contents list, and the content list shows the Subaltern's Love Song. And so I got the permission from the American company to use this in this display. I told them that we were a non-money-making organisation and minimum funds and so on. And so then I showed this to the museum staff, and Jill had the original A4 page blown up. I had added to it a picture of Joan Hunter Dunn as a very attractive young woman, and I captioned that as Betjeman first saw her, but with a question mark, because I don't know exactly how old she was. And the other inclusion is a fine photograph taken by Tim in St. Pancras railway station of the statue of Betjeman. I love it because it actually, in the base, tells you it's Betjeman and gives his date of birth and life. And the other thing which I think is worth mentioning, we've called the board Camberley and Betjeman Country. There's a quotation, and I'm not exactly sure where it came from. It's not mine, it's not original, but it says, the home counties in general, and particularly cosy pine-clad Surrey, from Croydon in the east to Camberley in the west, are now accepted as Betjeman Country. Now, how super is that, you know, for Camberley and... anyway, there we are, Betjeman and Joan Hunter Dunn.
No, it's fantastic. If anyone wants to come and know a little bit more about Betjeman's contribution and relationship with Camberley come to the Heritage Gallery. One final question, John. What connection have you got to the Heritage Gallery? Where do you fit in? I know you're a good worker here.
Well, I'm a member of the Friends of Surrey Heath Museum.
Right.
And there was an action group formed by the Friends plus Historical Society, people from all sorts of groups around the borough, with the thought of trying to raise the profile of the museum and prevent it from being closed. Not that that's in the offing, but just in case.
Yeah.
And out of that came this gallery, and what it is, of course, is a borrowed shop. The Mall are very good about lending premises, well, certainly to this organisation. We've got all sorts of societies represented here, Camera Club, certainly history, archaeology. The board we're standing by is the Camberley Decorative and Fine Arts Society, and so on and so forth. And it's a wonderful collection of local interests, and it's just super. It's a wonderful place to be and to work. And when we talk about work, we're just making sure that there's someone around to pass on any of the information, point people, visitors, to whatever they happen to be interested in. Family History Board here as well. So anybody who's interested in family history can learn a bit about the local group that deals with family history. So there's a lot here, worth a visit. And, of course, so is the museum.
Indeed. John, thank you very much indeed. A real pleasure talking to you. And now we're both going to enjoy a cup of tea together, aren't we?
Yes, we are indeed.
Thank you.